The head of the Milwaukee County Board wants to spend more than $1 million helping people enroll in the new federal health care exchange. Starting in October, people can sign up for coverage. Board Chair Marina Dmitrievich says thousands of Milwaukee residents need health coverage. Several county leaders claim her plan is unnecessary, that outreach is already underway. But she told Lake Effect's Mitch Tyke she still perceives a huge shortage.
We are about to see the biggest change in health care that this country has seen in a very, very long time. Remember, Governor Scott Walker rejected the Medicaid expansion. Because of that, Wisconsin is one of the states receiving the fewest amount of resources nationally to get people enrolled. 1 million people live in Milwaukee County. Nearly 140,000 people are going to need access to enrolling and have questions. Milwaukee County needs to provide support to make sure those people are getting the information they need. If people are not enrolled, they're going to end up in very costly emergency situations, and it will cost us all more money. So I think this is an important commitment so we can connect our constituents to this important healthcare change.
Well, can you break down the amount that you're proposing and exactly what it would do?
Well, first of all, we have a $6 million surplus in 2013. This would be a little bit over $1 million of the surplus to go toward the enrollment, which begins in a couple weeks, October 1st. And this funding will go to communication, outreach. It'll actually fund people doing the enrollment. And then what I'm really excited about, a large amount of the money is going to 211 Impact, because people in our community are going to be forced to have to call the national hotline, which is going to be completely bogged down. We're going to have in Milwaukee County our own local hotline at 211 so people can get answers to their questions.
The county executive and some other critics have expressed concerns about redundancy. What are the guarantees or the assurances that you have that some of this money isn't already being spent doing the same thing?
Well, one of the reasons is the very group of people, the Enrollment Network, came and testified and said that they do not have enough resources, even with the county executive's plan, to meet the unmet need. And even probably what we're doing probably still won't be enough. I mean, again, there's nearly 140,000 people that need to work their way through this complicated system. What I will say is the county executive and I completely agree that the county does have a role in the implementation of the Affordable Health Care Act, and we should be using county resources. So we agree on that.